From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Speaking Monday in Hanover, Germany, President Obama ordered an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria.
A small number of American Special Operations Forces are already on the ground in Syria, and their expertise has been critical as local forces have driven ISIL out of key areas. So given the success, I've approved the deployment of up to 250 additional U.S. personnel in Syria, including special forces, to keep up this momentum.
He also urged European nations to increase their contributions in the fight against the Islamic State. Peter Cook, a U.S. Defense Department spokesman, said the 50 or so U.S. troops already in Syria have proven to be effective against the IS.
Those forces have improved our picture of the battlefield, made connections with local capable forces, and enhanced our targeting efforts in Syria. These new forces will expand those efforts and build on what's been working.
Early this month, the U.S. announced deployment of an additional 200 troops and attack helicopters to Iraq, where they'll help government forces take back IS-held territory. The U.S. called for a timely and credible election in the Democratic Republic of Congo. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Monday said Secretary of State John Kerry delivered the message to President Joseph Kabila on the sidelines of a U.N. Global Climate Pact signing ceremony Friday.
The Secretary did emphasize that the U.S. stands ready to be a partner to all those that are committed to timely, credible elections as called for by the DRC's constitution. He also emphasized that the future of the DRC must be shaped by the Congolese people, all of whom must have the right to assemble and speak free of intimidation.
Kirby said the goal is to establish the DRC as a strong constitutional democracy. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila of hanging on to power. This is VOA News. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, at least 19 people were killed and dozens more wounded Monday in a rebel bombardment of government-held districts in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Meanwhile, at least seven others were killed when a car bomb detonated near a Shia shrine south of Damascus. In Yemen, government forces backed by a Saudi-led coalition recaptured the country's largest oil export terminal from al-Qaeda fighters Monday. They retook the port city Mukalla, which had served as an al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula lucrative mini-state. Nepal has begun reconstruction of ancient key temples and monuments, including a UNESCO heritage site, damaged in a massive earthquake a year ago. Officials said it will take years to fully restore the South Asian country's architectural heritage and rebuild hundreds of thousands of homes destroyed in the magnitude 7.8 quake. Memorial services for nearly 9,000 who perished in the quake were held Sunday. South Korea's news agency Yonhap reports North Korea is preparing a second test firing attempt of a new medium-range ballistic missile just 10 days after a previous such test ended in catastrophe. It would follow Saturday's submarine-launched ballistic missile test, another violation of international sanctions. A military general in Burundi has been shot dead while dropping his daughter off at school. General Athanasi Kararuza, an advisor to the vice president, was killed, along with his wife and a bodyguard in the capital Bujumbura. Violence between supporters of President Pierre Nkurunziza and his opponents began last April when the president announced he would run for a third term. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court says it will examine reports of killings, torture, rapes, and other crimes stemming from the political unrest in Burundi. Fatou Bensouda is the ICC chief prosecutor.
I will make my decision when there is a factual and legal basis to do so. If the legal criteria are met, I may request ICC judges' authorization to open an investigation.
More than 400 have died and some 250,000 have fled the country in the past year. Libya's new unity government Monday took control of more ministries in Tripoli, including foreign affairs, as it attempts to assert greater control over the divided North African country. The UN-mediated unity government arrived in the Libyan capital last month with the goal of replacing two administrations, one in the west, the other in the east. The European aircraft maker Airbus announced Monday it's delivered its first U.S.-made jetliner to JetBlue Airways. The A321 rolled out of its 600-person assembly plant in Mobile, Alabama. While major parts are shipped from Europe, the engines are American-made. The plant represents a direct challenge to the lone U.S. commercial maker of large airliners, Boeing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.